Well, good morning. Can I give you a very warm welcome to the online service for the Leeds Chapel? Thank you for tuning in. My name is James Tideman, one of the leaders of the church, and I'm going to be taking us through our time together. And as we begin this morning, I want to ask you a quick question. I wonder whether anything this week has caused you to sing or to celebrate. Perhaps a piece of good news that has encouraged you and caused you to be thankful. Perhaps not. Perhaps this has been a difficult week. Perhaps you have faced things that have been challenging and painful and perplexing. Well, regardless of the kind of week that you've had, Psalm 107 this morning calls us to give thanks to the Lord. Why? For He is good and His love endures forever. Maybe you've had a good week, maybe you've had a bad week. Regardless of the kind of week that you've had, we're here this morning to give thanks to the Lord. We're here to celebrate His goodness, to worship Him for His love, His eternal love that endures forever. And what better song to do that, to celebrate God's love, than the one that we're going to begin our time with? And can it be? And it asks this question, amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, should die for me? We have this wonderful love demonstrated in Jesus Christ to sing about and to celebrate. So let's do that this morning as you pause the recording and as you use the links that have been sent to you or the links there on the Facebook page to sing And Can It Be? Let's pray. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Saviour's blood? Died He for me, who caused His pain, for me, who Him to death pursued? Heavenly Father, we do thank You this morning for Your amazing love. Thank You that You are good and that Your love endures forever. Thank You for these words that we have just sung that remind us of the incredibly deep, rich, vast, eternal love of Jesus Christ, the One who was and is the King of glory, the One who left all of that, who left His throne to come into this world, to be born as a human being and to live as a servant amongst everyone. Father, we thank You that He came and He lived and He died for us. He bore our sin. Out of love for us, out of love for sinful people like us, people who had rebelled against You as our King, as our Creator. And yet He came and loved us and gave His life for us there on the cross. And Father, we do pray that as we come this morning, we would sing about that love. We would celebrate that love. We would praise You for that love. Maybe there are hard things going on in our lives that cause us to not want to sing, to not want to rejoice in You. But Father, we thank You that we can rejoice in Your love. We thank You that no matter what we're going through, Your love is steadfast and Your love is secure. Your love is eternal. And indeed, we can come and we can praise You for it this morning. Help us to do that, we pray. Open our eyes to this love that is revealed to us in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May we see it. But not only see it, but to savour it and to experience it wherever we are, whatever we're going through. May You encounter us, may You meet with us, and may You encourage us with Your love. You indeed are a worthy God, worthy of all of our praise, not just because of Your love, but because of Your power and Your might and Your glory and Your grace. But Father, particularly this morning, we thank You for the incredible love of Jesus Christ, the love that You have for us, that we can be called children of the living God. Father, we praise You for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I read an article this week that was written by a man who'd been an elder in a local church for 47 years, and he wrote this article reflecting on his experience and some of the things that he was still convinced of even after 47 years as being an elder of a local church. And one of the things that he was convinced of, there were 10 of them, but one of the things he said he was convinced of was this, that God loved him. He was convinced that God loved him. And maybe you're a Christian listening this morning, I wonder if you can say that for yourself, whether you're convinced, whether you know and can say, God loves me. I'm sure for many of us, at the bottom of our hearts is lurking that doubt, that fear that maybe God doesn't really love us. And we think that because we know our own hearts, we know our own sin, we know the way that we fail our God and Saviour time and time again. Well, if that's how you're feeling this morning, then listen to these words from Romans chapter 5. They're written by Paul to convince us that God does love us. And we can know that He loves us because He demonstrated the pinnacle of His love, not when we were at our best, but actually when we were at our worst. You see, he says, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If you're a Christian this morning, as Jesus looked into the future from eternity past, and as He decided to give His life for you, He didn't see you at your best, He saw you at your worst. While we were still sinners, Paul says, Christ died for us. How can you know that you are loved by God this morning? Well, you can know you're loved by God because He demonstrated it by sending His Son to die for you, to die for the ungodly. Not to die for you when you were perfect, but to die for you when you were powerless and in rebellion against Him. Well, again, it's about this incredible love, this secure love, this eternal love that we're going to sing about now. The song is called Living Hope. It's a new one, I'm sure, for many of us. But like the first song that we sang, it asks a question. A question that is rhetorical, but it gets us to think about the incredible love of Christ. It goes, who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. So again, I invite you to pause the recording and to listen or to sing that song, Living Hope, now. Well, we've already asked ourselves the question whether we're really convinced that God loves us as His people. And we've already said that one of the reasons maybe we doubt that is because of our own sin. But there is another reason maybe why we doubt the love of God, and that's our personal circumstances, the things that we go through. And if they're painful and if they're tough and if they're difficult, then we might begin to question, does God still love me? Do the things that are going on around me indicate that He has stopped loving me, that He is withdrawn and is withholding His love from me? There's a program that I've been watching in recent weeks. It's about the Vikings. It's a drama series, and in one episode, these Vikings come across to England and they raid this monastery and they take some of the monks back to their own country on the ship as slaves to be their servants as they return. And here is this monk surrounded by these Vikings, a servant being mistreated, really surrounded by people who don't believe what he believes. And in one scene, he's praying and he's saying to God, I feel so alone, and he feels so angry. The circumstances, the things that he's seen, the way that his fellow monks were slaughtered there in the monastery, all gets him to question whether God really loves him. Well, Paul, later on in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, is answering that question. He says, verse 35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As Christians go through these things, trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, danger and sword, as they experience them, they think, have these things separated me from God's love? Does He still love me? Maybe that's the question you've been asking recently yourself. Paul goes on, as it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You can be in the most horrendous of circumstance, suffering for Christ, facing persecution, having lost loved ones because of their faithfulness to him. And Paul says even those things don't separate you from his love. It may look like that to you, but nothing, no one can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Maybe that's what you need to hear this morning. You're struggling, you're suffering. You feel that you've been separated from God's love. But Paul says, no, nothing. All of those things, even though it might seem like God has withheld his love, he still loves you. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Well, we're going to turn to this faithful God, this God of strong, secure, everlasting love. And we're going to pray to him. Pray for the people who are struggling, who are suffering. And pray for those who don't yet know this love, that they would come to know it for themselves. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your love. Thank you that you didn't love us at our best. You loved us at our worst. That is when you sent Christ into this world to die for it. Not when it was loving you, faithfully following you, obedient to you. But when it had turned its back on you. When it had wanted nothing to do with you. That is when you chose to love it and to send your son for him to sacrifice his life for us there on the cross. And Father, we thank you that as we come and as we receive this love, as we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're promised that nothing can separate us from that eternal love. Yes, Father, we do go through these times where it seems that you have stopped loving us if we're to judge by outward circumstances. Sometimes our circumstances scream, God doesn't love you anymore. He's not caring for you. He's not watching over you. But Paul here says, even trouble, even hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, even death itself. None of these things can separate us from your precious love. And we do pray that those who are struggling, suffering, maybe not with those things mentioned in that list, but other things, illness, loved ones who are going through situations that seem intractable, there's no solution to them. Heavenly Father, pray that they would be convinced, if they belong to you, that you still love them. That you work all things for the good of those who love you, who have been called according to your purpose. And Father, we do pray for those who don't yet know this love, haven't yet experienced what it is to know the love of Jesus Christ. Pray for the people in this area who don't know that. Pray that you would be drawing them unto yourself. Pray that they would see that this King, this eternal King of glory has come. He's come in humility, he's come in lowliness, and he's come in love to lay down his life for the sins of the world. Father, may they turn to him, may they look to him, and may they eventually love him as they are loved by him as well. And Father, we pray for ourselves. We pray for our own hearts. We want to love you more. You have loved us so deeply. You have lavished your love on us. And yet our love for you is so often cold. And so we pray even what is said this morning will help us to love you all the more, to serve you more faithfully, and to be those faithful witnesses, those ambassadors who are willing to share your love with the people of this world. So Heavenly Father, help us in all of these things. Help us now as we look at your word to hear it, and not only to hear it but to do it. May your Holy Spirit speak to us and open the eyes of our hearts that we may see wonderful things in your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are thinking this morning about the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be looking just very few brief verses in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I'm just going to read verses 1 and 2. They're the only verses that we're really going to be focusing on this morning as we come to the message in just a moment. So Ephesians chapter 5 and beginning there at verse 1, where Paul very simply says, follow God's example therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Well, it's on those verses that the message that has been recorded for us today is based. That's what we're going to be looking at. So I do invite you to turn over now to the Facebook page and to listen to that message that's been recorded for this morning. Well, we have been thinking about the love of God, the love of Christ this morning, and so I thought it would be good to close with a song that just spells out that love, that shows us how much Jesus loved us. My song is Love Unknown, my Saviour's love for me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. But who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? So as we draw our time to a close, please pause this recording and listen to or sing that song now. Well, let me close with these words from the final book of the Bible, Revelation, and Revelation chapter 1, where John says, "To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood." There's affection. He loves us. An action. He's freed us from our sins by his blood. To him and has made us to be a kingdom and priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen.